KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The AHSTW Lady Vikes picked up a road hoops win at Griswold last night, 69-27. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Tigers were able to hang around for a bit early, but Claire Denning dropped in 9 first quarter points to push the Lady Vikes out front 21-6 by the end of the first. That lead would swell to 39-14 at the half, and the Lady Vikes made it a running clock in the third quarter. Denning finished with 18 points to share the scoring lead on the night. Kaylee Jones dropped in 14 in the second half, also finishing with 18 in the game. Claire Harris and Delaney Goshorn also got into double figures with 11 each. After the game, Claire Denning talked about the balance her team brings to the table.
We're really fortunate to have like 5 good players at all times on the floor. If I'm not having a good night, Kaylee and Claire always step up, or we all have different angles to come at. I think that's what helps us almost every game. Or just share the ball better.
Lady Vikes improved to 5-1 and have a big Western Iowa Conference battle at Trainer on tap tonight. Denning said the keys to a win against the Cardinals are the same as every other night.
Share the ball, play good defense, which will lead to good offense. I think it's just going to come down to good passes, smart decisions.
Griswold was led by 9 points from Brenna Roselle. The Tigers fall to 2-4. Next up, they'll host East Mills on Friday night. In other girls' basketball last night, Cam, a winner over Southwest Valley, 65-45. It was Lamoni over Orient Maxburg, 56-30. Underwood beats St. Albert, 77-49. Also in boys' basketball, Cam over Southwest Valley, 63-42. Lamoni beat Orient Maxburg, 60-29. High school boys basketball ratings from the Associated Press came out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Waukee is top-rated with Cedar Falls number 2. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln is ranked number 3 in this week's poll. In Class 3A, Dallas Center Grimes is atop the poll with Carroll at number 2. Ballard is 3rd. Also, Glenwood in the top 10 at number 9 this week. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall is top-rated with Trainer number 2. Comanche is 3. AHSTW boys are tied with Denver for 6th in the poll. Van Meter is 9th. Also in Class 1A, it's North Lynn, Wapsie Valley, and then Lake Mills and Martinsdale St. Mary's tied for 3rd in this most recent poll. For the second time in 3 weeks, University of Iowa men's basketball All-American Luca Garza has been recognized by the Big Ten Conference Office for his weekly performance. Garza and Illinois' Io DeSumo shared the Big Ten Player of the Week honors on Monday. Garza averaged 24.3 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 1.7 block shots in leading the Hawkeyes to wins over number 16 North Carolina, in-state rival Iowa State, and Northern Illinois. The native of Washington, D.C. made 61% of his field goal attempts, including a blistering 72.7% from three-point range. His 29.2 scoring average through 6 games is tops among Division I players. Garza had his 23rd career double-double with 16 points and 14 rebounds in the Hawkeyes' win over the Tar Heels. In only 17 minutes of action, Garza netted 34 points in the Hawkeye win over the Cyclones, and also 21 of Garza's 34 points against Iowa State were scored consecutively for the Hawkeyes in a 5-minute, 15-second span in the second half. Garza had 23 points and 8 rebounds in Iowa's largest margin of victory over Northern Illinois, as he made 80% of his field goals against the Huskies. Garza totaled 73 points in those 3 games last week for the Hawkeyes, which moved him past 3 former Hawks into 5th place on Iowa's all-time scoring chart. Ronnie Lester, Roy Devon Marble, and B.J. Armstrong, the players he passed. Garza has earned 4 Big Ten Player of the Week honors in his career. Well, third-ranked Iowa's offense is rolling, entering the weekend's scheduled meeting with top-ranked Gonzaga. The Hawkeyes have won every game by at least 13 points while scoring 93 points or more each time. They're scheduled to meet the Bulldogs Saturday in South Dakota. Gonzaga hasn't played since beating West Virginia December 2nd due to COVID-19 protocols. This week's AP Top 25 schedule also includes a rescheduled game between number 12 Wisconsin and number 23 Louisville, while number 16 Missouri plays with an AP ranking for the first time since the 2013-14 season. Well, the top 25 in men's college basketball is largely the same at the top, with the top 5 all staying in the same spots. Gonzaga number 1, Baylor 2, Iowa 3, Michigan State 4, and Kansas 5. The rest of the top 10 has Houston, Villanova, West Virginia, Creighton, and Tennessee. Also, Texas is number 11, Wisconsin 12, Illinois 13, Texas Tech is 14th, Rutgers is at 19, Ohio State 20, and Michigan is at number 25 in this week's poll. Ready or not for Iowa State, the Big 12 race opens up tonight at home against Kansas State. The Cyclones enter conference play with a record of 1-2.
It's the new reality, you know, that we're all facing. You know, Texas and Baylor were supposed to play Sunday. So you look at the Big East there, they've jumped into conference play, and so we've got to be ready.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. He says the Cyclones need to make progress on defense after a blowout loss at Iowa.
We got four games really in the next 8 days. Obviously, two this week with conference, and so we just gotta focus on getting better. Can't worry about all that other stuff. You know, we know what we need to get better at. We got to go in there and do it, and do it at a higher level. And then hopefully that can carry over at some point into, you know, wins and putting streaks together.
Like the Cyclones, K-State has struggled and is 2-4 on the season.
Very, very competitive, going to defend you the same way, make it hard for you to run offense. You're going to have to be really disciplined, you know, great cutting. You got to run offense with great pace. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You got to try to out-tough them and out-physical them and not let them pressure bother you.
Junior forward Javon Johnson says the key in conference play for the Cyclones is defense.
We've been focusing a lot defensively because offensively, I feel like we played pretty good versus Iowa offensively, especially in the first half. But we just can't give up that many points. So, you know, we just been focusing on locking down on the defensive end.
That game at Ames tonight scheduled for an 8 o'clock tip-off. That'll be broadcast on ESPNU this evening. Well, Marquette won its Big East Conference opener, downing the nation's number 9 team as Greg Elliott and Dawson Garcia combined for 23 of their 28s in the second half, leading Marquette past number 9 Creighton 89-84 last night. Also in the top 25, Ron Harper Jr. poured in 19 of his 27 points after halftime to lead 19th-ranked Rutgers to a 74-60 win at Maryland. The University of Florida says forward Keontae Johnson was following simple commands Monday after being transferred from Tallahassee Memorial to UF Health in Gainesville. School officials added that Johnson is undergoing further tests and remains in critical but stable condition 2 days after he collapsed on the court during a game at Florida State. The SEC's preseason player of the year crumpled to the floor coming out of a timeout and received emergency medical attention. Number 12 Wisconsin and number 23 Louisville have rescheduled their Big Ten ACC Challenge men's basketball matchup. Those two teams will face off Saturday noon at the Kohl Center in Madison. Wisconsin initially was supposed to host Louisville December 9th, but that game got postponed after Louisville announced it was pausing team-related activities due to a positive COVID-19 test and contact tracing measures within its program. University of Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was named Big Ten Women's Basketball Player and Freshman of the Week for the second consecutive week. The conference made that announcement yesterday. Clark is the first Big Ten freshman to win both awards twice in a season since Nebraska's Jessica Shepherd in the 2015-16 season. She's racked up 2 Player of the Week and 3 Freshman of the Week nods in the first 3 weeks of the season. She averaged 34.5 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal and a half, and a block against number 24 Iowa State and Michigan State. In Iowa's comeback win over Iowa State, Clark made the game-winning shot with 22 seconds left on a deep step-back three-pointer. Against Michigan State, Clark posted a career-high 35 points. On the season, she leads the Big Ten and ranks second nationally, averaging nearly 30 points per game. Well, the NCAA plans to host the entire women's basketball NCAA tournament in a single geographic area, and San Antonio is the likely host site. That move was made to help mitigate the risks of COVID-19. The move matches that of the men's tournament, which is expected to be played in its entirety in Indianapolis. The women's Final Four was already set for San Antonio. The NCAA has begun preliminary talks with the Texas City to hold the entire 64-team tournament in that area. University of Iowa senior wide receiver Emir Smith-Marset has been named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week following number 16 Iowa's 28-7 win against Wisconsin to claim the Heartland Trophy. That announcement made Monday by the conference. It's Smith-Marset's first career weekly honor and the fourth time a Hawkeye has earned a weekly conference honor this season. Smith-Marset caught a season-high 7 passes for a career-high 140 receiving yards and 2 touchdowns on Saturday. That's his second straight multi-touchdown game. His 140 receiving yards were the most by a Hawkeye wide receiver since Marvin McNutt had 151 yards against Purdue in 2011. It's his third career 100-yard receiving game. His receiving touchdowns of 19 and 53 yards were the 19th and 20th of his career, becoming the 18th player in school history with 20 career touchdowns. Next up for Iowa, they'll face Michigan Saturday at 6 p.m. in Kinnick Stadium, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. Washington is out. Oregon is in as Southern California's opponent for the Pac-12 football championship game Friday. The Huskies have pulled out due to COVID-19 issues in their program. The school determined the Huskies didn't have at least 53 scholarship players available and did not meet the minimum number of scholarship athletes at specific positions. Washington coach Jimmy Lake said his team did not expect to have any offensive linemen, scholarship players, or walk-ons available to play this week because of positive tests and contact tracing. Vanderbilt has hired Notre Dame defensive coordinator Clark Lee as its new head coach. Lee helped the Fighting Irish go 10-0 this season and rank eighth in the nation in yards allowed per play. The Nashville native and former Commodores fullback will try to revive a program that's 0-9 this season. Vanderbilt's season finale against number 10 Georgia has been canceled, with the Commodores falling below both the number of scholarship players available and position requirements. And in the NFL yesterday, Lamar Jackson came back in the nick of time to possibly save the Baltimore Ravens' season. Jackson led two scoring drives after the two-minute warning, and Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 2 seconds left as the Ravens survived a 47-42 win over the Browns at Cleveland last night. That outcome keeps the Browns at 9-4, 2 games behind first-place Pittsburgh in the AFC North. The Ravens are a game back at 8-5. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.